The film Swiss Army Man tells the story of a shipwrecked man, played by Paul Dano, who befriends a corpse. That corpse is played by Daniel Radcliffe. The film is in select theaters in Atlanta right now, and there's local flavor in the film. The soundtrack was composed by Andy Hull and Robert McDowell. They're part of the Atlanta indie rock band Manchester Orchestra, and they stopped by our studios recently to add their picks to our ever-growing Essential Georgia playlist. We ask people to choose two songs they think best represent Georgia, and here are the rules. Nominations have to be songs written or performed by a Georgian, and musicians can't nominate one of their own songs. So, let's turn it over to Manchester Orchestra for the latest installment of our Georgia playlist. Got some
bad news this morning. My name is Andy Hull. I am a musician from Atlanta, Georgia. I play in the band Manchester Orchestra, and I recently co-scored the movie Swiss Army Man.
And I am Robert McDowell. I am also from Georgia and in Manchester Orchestra, and had the opportunity to score and compose Swiss Army Man with Andy. All this time I've lived vicariously.
Who's gonna save my soul? The first song for the Georgia playlist that I chose, which is a very difficult thing to do because there's so many, but this one recently has been on my mind, is from Gnarls Barkley, the song Who's Gonna Save My Soul. I think the coolest thing about Gnarls Barkley and CeeLo's career was that it kind of opened up to this really dark way of talking about things. Not that he hadn't done that before, but it sort of had this soulful darkness to it. He was imitated often. Felt like I was being myself. First time I heard this song, it went right through me, and I'm pretty sure the music video of this song is where CeeLo's heart escapes out of his chest and starts singing, "Who's gonna save my soul now?" So yeah, that would be my first selection.
Pretty sure I know the song you're speaking of, but sing a little bit for me, Andy.
Who's gonna save my soul now?
Mm-hmm. That's the one. I wonder if I live to grow old now. Getting high cause I feel so low now.
And maybe it's a little selfish. All I have is the memory. It sounds like a guy that's dying. Got some bad news this morning, which in turn made my day. When this someone spoke, I listened. All of a sudden, has less to say. Oh, how could this be? All this time I lived vicariously. Who's gonna save my soul now? So, you know, it's sort of not exactly what you would expect. That was what I loved about Gnarls Barkley, was that other side of CeeLo on top of this production. The production on this song is really, really cool too. It's really super soulful.
So the song that I'm going to pick, when I told Andy, he actually somewhat debated it, but I consider him an Athens, Georgia artist, and it is Holland 1945 by Neutramilk Hotel. That record came out when I was much younger, and I heard it, and I remember having an emotional reaction to the music and to the lyrics and certain songs on it, trying to digest it. And it was a song that I'm split between that emotion of the first time I heard it, thinking that I was the only one, and then brought to that moment where it was, you know, 20 of us playing it on stage poorly, very sloppily, but it was a fun thing. So it went from an isolated feeling all the way to this community behind the song.
We'll be right back.
might have a better insight into this, Andy, because it's a bizarro song.
It's essentially, the whole record is loosely about Anne Frank. It's a story. It's about a guy being in love with a girl who was killed during the Holocaust.
Yeah,
that is what it's about.
The
big part in that song is then here's where your mother sleeps. Here's the room where your brothers were born. Indentions in the sheets where bodies once moved but don't move anymore. Oh, it's so sad to see the world agree that they would rather see her face filled with flies. Oh, and I want to see white roses in her eyes. I mean, the song sonically sounds like Pandemonium. It's like the drums are like super squashed and crazy. And I remember the first time I heard that song going like, wow, I didn't know you were allowed to make records that sounded like this. Because it doesn't necessarily sound good to like an audiophile.
It's perfect
file,
and it's like
it's
imperfection.
Perfect. Exactly.
That was Andy Hull and Robert McDowell of Manchester Orchestra. Their latest work can be heard on the soundtrack for the film Swiss Army Man. It's showing now at select theaters, including Atlanta's Midtown Art Cinema.